Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy. And today, we are back in the studio for part two of Let Me Get This Off My Chest. Right? So we sent out a poll a few weeks ago asking individuals what is it that they would like to get off their chest regarding family business. And so we're going to get started right now. For those of you that are tuned in the show today, I want to say thank you. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and I'm going to hop right in. I hope everyone's having a great week. Believe it or not, I have been sick this week. I actually had bronchitis, so I am still trying to get over that. And I just decided today, guys, I want to get out and get me some air. I told my husband, I said, I've been in the bed all week. And it's time for me to get out and get some air. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes God will sit you down, right? And you have all these plans, as I did for the week, of all these things that you're going to do. And your list is so full and things of that nature. And guess what? God comes by. And God comes by and he will shut you down. I have been sick for probably last week. It's been a week now. And guys, my to-do list this week was like, oh, God, it was so full. But like I said, God will come and shut you down. I am feeling a lot better. So thank everyone who reached out to me and sing me your praises and keep me lifted in your in prayer. I appreciate that. Bronchitis is no joke, and I don't wish it upon anyone to because, you know, I had this really bad cough. And guys, you know, your body will definitely tell you when something's wrong. It's up to us if we listen to it, right? And so I had a really bad cough, and I just couldn't stop coughing. And then when I would cough, it was like really starting to hurt really bad. So I, you know, after about 4 days, I said, now this isn't normal. And let me reach out to my doctor and see if I can get an appointment and just get checked out. And I'm glad that I did because I got on antibiotics, I got Z-Pak, and I am putting myself all back together again. But I tell you what, 6 days of rest is something I have not done in probably about 6 or 7 years. So it was well needed. Needless to say, of how many things that I have going on or tasks that I have, it was well needed. So I also want to thank my husband for helping me out this week and taking care of me and making sure that I'm okay. I appreciate you. So, guys, part two, let me get this off my chest. I'm so excited. Like, I think it's really important for folks to, if they have something going on, don't hold it in, guys, especially if it's holding you back from moving forward. If it's holding you back from progressing. Don't hold it in. Get it out. Get it off your chest. So we're going to hop right in. And right now we have Deneen. Deneen is from Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Deneen, how are you? And Deneen said what she would like to get off her chest is she is so tired of her 19 and 21-year-old children that still live in her house that are finished with high school, don't want to clean up, don't pay rent, and they are messy Marvin and messy Susie. And every time she says something to them, they catch an attitude. What she's not understanding is how do you stay in my house for free and think that you're not supposed to clean up? You have, this is your 30-day notice. You have 30 days to get a job, pay some bills, or you're going to have to find somewhere else to live. I just really had to get that off my chest. Hey, Deneen, lady, I understand clearly. Because, you know, for some reason, you know, young adults think, for some reason, you know, yes, I'm going to call you guys out, that they don't have to pay parents' rent. And I think what our children fail to realize is once we get you through high school and even if you get through college, but if we get you through high school and you're not even going to college, it's time to go to work, right? So it, anything I do for you at that point is called a bonus, okay? It's not called I have to. It's called a bonus. And I really think a lot of us get that mixed up when it comes to when we get to a certain age. And we like to portray this whole I'm grown thing, right? But grown people clean up, right? Most of us. Grown people have responsibilities. Grown people pay bills, right? So be careful when you're throwing that word grown around if you're not, if you don't have adult action. So for your 19 and your 21-year-old, you're putting in a 30-day notice, I co-sign. Because you have to teach your children tough love. And the longer you allow your children to stay in your home, don't clean up. Because, you know, I tell mine all the time, hey, I don't even feel comfortable paying you for chores. You live here. You should clean up what you mess up, right? What, you get an incentive to clean up something that you messed up. Think about it, right? So a lot of us pretty much would do it just because we feel like we'll get a quicker action out of our children. And, you know, raising children now is totally different from back when I was coming up because I didn't get paid to clean up. I knew by 5 o'clock anything that was messed up before my mom pulled that car in that driveway, I better have whatever it is messed up cleaned up. So we were a lot more fearful back then of our parents than a lot of the children are now. But, yeah, Deneen, 30 days. I mean, maybe 90. You know, take some time to get a job. I know you're frustrated. And then you got to sit them down. Hey, this is my expectation. Without yelling or anything, these are my expectations of you guys. This is what needs to be done in here in the interim while you're looking for a job. And I don't want to have to continually repeat myself. I mean, we're walking around here with the latest cell phones, the latest Jordan sneakers, and some of us, young adults, even wearing designer wear. And you're living in your parents' house with no responsibilities, and you don't like to clean up. All right? Come on, guys. We're going to have to do better than that. Thanks, Denise, for calling in. And I definitely can relate to that, as I have three children. They're grown now, and they all live on their own. Praise God. I tell them all the time, I say, hey, what do you need? Are you short on your rent? Are you short on your car payment? What is it exactly that you need from me, right, to make sure that you're straight so you don't have to come back to my house? So, and of course, you know, they put their eyes in their head. But anyways, thanks again for submitting to our poll, Denise. We appreciate it, and you have a great rest of the week on purpose. Let's hop right in. We got Marsha Johnson. Hey, Marsha, how are you? Marsha lives in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Marsha says that I just need to get this off my chest. How do you move forward when you're no longer in sync with someone? I am no longer in sync or in love with my husband of 8 years. I want to wrap this marriage up. I'm so tired of trying to fix him up and make him be someone that he's probably never going to be. I just realized some months ago that we may not be equally yoked, and I might not be good for him as he may not be good for me. Sometimes you have to accept your reality. I don't understand how we got here, because prior to us getting married, I thought we were perfect for one another. Now that we're in the marriage, it's like I feel that I'm his mother and not his wife. How do I just wrap up this marriage that I'm so ready to be done with? It's using more energy to be in this marriage than I initially expected. I don't mind working at anything when it comes to my marriage to make it work, but it takes two people to be on the same page to make the marriage work. Wow. Well, Marsha, let me say this. When it comes to marriage, and I'm no expert. I've only been married 5 years. I have a lot of married friends, but when it comes to marriage, you're exactly right. Two people need to be they don't have to be on the same page, but they need to be on one accord, right? So both parties need to want to work to make the marriage work. Because when you work in on marriage solo by yourself, it's just difficult. And a lot of times we don't see results. And to follow up on that comment about you didn't marry to be his mom, you married to be his wife. Oh, my goodness. There are so many wives out here right now that are more of their husband's mom than their husband's wife. And I don't, you know, I can't speak for all men, but I don't think men marry to get married to their mom. Now, some of them may have. But I think why husbands looking for something different in the wife than they were getting from their mom. But then you find yourself, particularly if you're a mom, in that place of telling him what to do, telling him how to do it, telling him why he shouldn't do it. And you start to sound like we start to sound like a mom, a parent. And when it comes to our husbands, I think sometimes we may need to go to counseling and talk about how to communicate to one another, how to deliver what we have to say to one another without someone being offensive, right? So there's so many ways that you can learn some tools and resources, how to talk to one another, how to communicate to one another so you guys understand. But I totally agree. No, I don't want to be my husband's mother. I think he may beg to differ. But it is a lot of energy. Because if you already raised children, those that have, that's a lot of energy to try and come in. And at the end of the day, you have no control over a grown adult. I have to say that again. You have no control over a grown adult. Ladies, you can't tell a grown adult what to do, nor can you control a grown adult. And you should not want to, right? So I just feel like you should at some point find maybe a bias or a third party to come in and maybe help you guys connect and communicate and watch your deliverance. But it does require a lot of energy. I don't know if I would run straight to the D word just yet. I don't know your whole story. Marcia, so I really can't talk but based off of what you've written in. But I don't know if I run to the D word just yet. If you haven't tried counseling, you know, maybe a pastor at the church, talk to the pastor at the church if you, you know, if you attend a church, or they have a lot of marriage retreats and things of that nature. I mean, just try to exercise all your options before you throw in the towel, because things can turn around. I've seen marriages turn around. It does happen, whether you feel right now that it can or not. It can happen. If both of you guys agree that your marriage is important to both of you and you want your marriage and you both agree that you're going to work on saving the marriage, I really believe that you guys can turn things around. Thanks again for submitting your poll to MML Radio. You have a good weekend. All right, who's next? Heather. Heather from Los Angeles, California. Hey, Heather. All right, Heather, let me get this off my chest. I am in the red. My sister flirts with my boyfriend all the time. It's like they're more connected than him and I are. They like the same foods. They like the same music. They like the same designers. They like the same artists. And they like the same activities. And I'm not understanding, why does she think it's okay to sit every time that he is in my presence? My sister and I are roommates. Okay, well, that makes sense. We're roommates. And every time my boyfriend comes over, she sits, and they have more to talk about and more things in common than him and I. And then I end up sitting kind of like as I'm a third wheel in my own relationship. I want to get off my chest for my sister to go find a boyfriend, find a man, because she does not have one, and get the hell out of my relationship. Whew. Well, Heather, let me say this. Regardless of how connected your sister is, or how connected you feel that your sister is with your boyfriend, maybe you and your sister should have a conversation. So before you really get bent out of shape with your sister and you guys fall out, maybe you should have a conversation with your sister and talk to her and say, hey, you know, when my boyfriend comes over, my man comes over, if you don't mind, I like quiet time with my man. And that's not showing a sign of jealousy. And then you also may want to tell your boyfriend as well, like, hey, when my sister starts kicking off conversation, if you don't mind, the less you talk to her, the better, right? So you may want to do that and have a conversation prior to you just, like, getting really upset with your sister and getting mad with her. But, yeah, sister, I'm going to need you to, you know, relax. And when her boyfriend comes over, let them have their time, unless they invite you to go with them or be a part of whatever it is that they're doing. Right, Heather? So I totally agree with you on that. Thanks for submitting to our poll. Guys, we are going to go to a quick commercial, and then we will be right back. And we'll hop right back into it. Let me get this off my chest.
I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning. Keep up. So many.
Pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rock. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking. Keep up. Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
All right, welcome back to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and I appreciate you guys tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. And today we are talking about let me get this off my chest, right? So for those of you that are just tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio, we are discussing today let me get this off my chest. And what is it that you would like to get off your chest? And so what we did, we sent out a poll about a couple weeks ago, and we asked individuals what is it that they would like to get off their chest. And so for those of you that missed last week, oh, it was on fire. And this week it's going to be even hotter. So moving right in, we have Alicia. Alicia is from West Virginia. And let me get off my chest. I am so sick and tired of people copying people, including myself. I spent a lot of time on my content. I spent a lot of time creating all the programs that I create. I also invest a lot of money and a lot of time on all the programs that I create. I would really appreciate it if folks would just learn to be authentic. I'm so sick of you guys taking the cheap route out. You don't have an expertise in what it is that you're doing, but yet and choose you want to copy folks. Wow. Well, it sounds like Alicia is pissed off, and rightfully so, because, Alicia, what I would say is just don't focus. Don't focus on folks that are copying you. There is only one you. I tell people that all the time. No one can do what I do better than me because no one can do it the way that I do it because there's only one Teresa, right? So I have my own unique gift. So even if you and I both were in the same industry and you and I both do the same work because we're in the same industry and we do the same type of work, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're in competition, and it also doesn't mean that you're going to be able to do it the way that I do it. I have my own unique gift, again. And so we all can be in the same industry, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we give the same type of energy. We have the same knowledge, the same expertise. So if I were you, Alicia, I just wouldn't focus so much on the copycat. They're going to be out there, honey. Unfortunately, we can't do anything about them. They're going to steal contact. They're going to take the shortcut. But at the end of the day, they're not going to make any money because guess what? That's not their gift. That's not their purpose. Those steps were not ordained for them. So while they're copying, you'll see them go on to the next thing and the next thing. And it's why you probably see a lot of folks all the time that go from one business to the next, and you really get confused on what it is exactly that they do, because anything that you nurture, when you plant your seed, okay, I'm talking about harvest, when you plant your seed, right, it's going to grow, but it's going to take time to grow. Because you're going to have to nurture it, right? You're going to have to water it, and it's going to take time to grow. So no one can come in and nurture and grow a seed, right, that you have actually harvested. So I wouldn't worry about the copycats. They're out there. We live in a social media world. Everybody sees what everybody's doing. Folks are going to try and mimic you. It can't, you know, I always tell folks, you can't mimic me. because I am Teresa Murphy, and you can't mimic who I am because I have my own unique gift, right? So it doesn't matter what we're doing and how we're doing, and if we're doing the same thing, you can't mimic who I am, right? So, Alicia, I just wouldn't waste a lot of time on that. It sounds like you're very successful at what it is that you're doing. You keep doing an amazing job. Don't worry about those folks out there that are copycats. They're everywhere. You can't control the copycat, unfortunately. They're going to copy what you're doing. I see it all the time. But go back 2 years, wait about a year or two and look and see if they're still copying. They're on to the next thing and copying the next person. Because with success comes patience. With success comes hard work. So they start out copying already. That means they're not ready. They're not prepped to do the hard work. So I wouldn't give that a lot of energy about people being copycat. Unfortunately, like I said, it comes with the territory. Everybody has a title, but does everybody have credibility? What is that person's reputation, right? What is a person's feedback? What's that person's testimonials from other individuals? How many other individuals has that person helped achieve a level of success? Like, those things are really huge. They're important. So, again, don't focus so much on what people are doing when it comes to copying you. It's going to happen. Unfortunately, we can't control it. It's beyond our control, and there's nothing we can do about it. But thank you again for submitting your poll to Motivate My Life Radio. We appreciate you, Alicia, and you keep on being amazing. All right, who's next? Marvin. All right, we got a man calling in. Hey, Marvin. Marvin is from Tennessee. Let me get off my chest. I'm so sick of my wife thinking it's okay. Marvin, I hope your wife is not tuned into this show. I'm so sick of my wife thinking it's okay to continuously look a mess. Marvin, I work 12-hour shifts 4 days per week. When I come home sometimes, I want to see some sexiness with my wife. I want to know that my wife cares about herself, at least comb her hair. And I know she's not a big makeup wearer, but at least just try to fix herself up. When I have a hard day and a long day, a challenging day, I look forward to coming home looking at my beautiful wife just to find that she's not looking so beautiful. And she just sits and eats up everything. She doesn't care about her weight, and it's like she's losing herself. I got to get this off my chest because I want some things to change. Well, Marvin, we are, it's a touchy situation. What I would like to say to women is it's great that you've written into the show because it's really important that folks understand, women understand. And it's the same thing, vice versa. So, no, this is not a woman movement or man's movement. Women, hey, if your husband is telling you, throwing hints, some of them are not direct, that he wants to see, you know, a different you when he comes home, make some effort. You know what I mean? I mean, there have been plenty of times, my husband is an older road truck driver, and there's been plenty of times where I know I've looked a mess all week, right? And or by the time he's gotten home, I've taken my clothes off for the day when I get home from work, and, you know, I done threw my hair up and makeup gone, and I'm chilling. But there's also moments where I say, okay, I'm going to give him Chloe tonight, right? by the way, Chloe's my alter ego for those of you that do not know. He's going to get Chloe tonight, right? So when hubby comes home tonight, he's not going to get Teresa. He's going to get Chloe. And, you know, it throws him for a loop, and it shocks him and surprises him, but you have to do that every now and again, ladies. So, you know, throw on some lipstick. So what? You don't wear makeup. Right? Do something out the norm. Give him a different you. Make him know that you love yourself, right? Go get dolled up. Go get a sexy dress and put on. Hey, I've gotten full dressed guys like a Barbie doll dress waiting on my husband to get home so I can look cute. Because I want him to remember me how he remembered me when he first met me. Because a lot of us get comfortable. Don't get comfortable and forget about who you are. And not just for your man. You should want to look good. Because when I look good, I feel good, right? Like I was telling you guys, I was sick all week. I looked a mess. I didn't comb my hair, and I didn't put no makeup. I just looked sick. And I got up this morning. I know I had to do my show today, and I had to get here to the studio. But I said, and I don't have to let anyone see me while I'm in the studio. I choose to share my live footage. I said, Teresa, you're the one I have to pull it together. and I threw me some lipstick on. Like I even threw me on some blush, for those of you that can see me live, and I combed my hair. You know, you have to do that, ladies, and I felt so good. Didn't do a whole lot, didn't require a whole lot, but I feel good. Now I don't feel how I look. When I got up this morning, I was like, girl, you look a mess. I looked in the mirror, and that's what I said to myself. So if I said it to myself, I can only imagine my husband like, okay, I know my wife is sick. She's been sick all week, but I wish she'd just fix up a teeny bit. He didn't say it. He doesn't need to say it. I did it, right? So if you're out there, women, and you're married, and you know for the last week or two, the last 4 or 5 days, you work hard. I know those of you that are taking care of the kids, try to fix up every now and again. You're going to feel good even just doing it for yourself, let alone for your husband. Wow him when he comes home, right? Show him why he fell in love with you in the first place. He needs to be reminded sometimes. Look good. Feel good. Put on a nice outfit for no reason. You don't need a reason to dress up. I love dressing up, right? All right. So, Barbara, thank you again for calling in. I think that needs to be said. We have not discussed that in a while as far as women not losing themselves. Moms not losing themselves. Wives, don't lose yourself in your marriage, in your children, in your job. Just don't lose yourself, right? And, you know, because sometimes you put everybody first and you forget about yourself. So do it this weekend. Do it tonight. Do it tomorrow. Get dressed up. For those who have not been dressed up for their man, your husband, your fiance, your boyfriend, for those of you that have not been dressed up for your man, your husband, or your fiance in the past 2 weeks, try it this weekend and see what happens. All right, Marvin, thanks for submitting your to MML Radio. All right, who's it? Rodney. I love it. I love when men write into the show and participate in our polls. Most of the times, it's always women. All right, hey, Rodney. Rodney said, let him get this off his chest. If the 16-year-old guy calls his 14-year-old daughter again, he's going to go to jail. Don't call my damn daughter's phone again. I can't understand for the life of me, what would a 16-year-old want with a 14-year-old? He seems to be way more experienced than her. And I found inappropriate pictures on her phone that he has sent. If you call my daughter again or reach out to my daughter again, I am going to jail. Well, Rodney, have you spoken with your daughter? I don't have a lot to go on, but have you spoken with your daughter? Have you told her that you're just not, this is inappropriate, you're not having it? And, you know, she's 14, is she allowed to date? Like, I don't know a lot of the story. But I can tell you, I do understand where you're coming from, because whoever that 16-year-old, you know better. Stop it, okay? I know we live in a different time frame now, and people are like, oh, Teresa, you know how the guys are now and the girls are now. I don't care. I'm still the old school mom. Don't be sending my daughter no inappropriate pictures, period. And I don't care what your children may be into or not into when you're not around. You don't send my child no inappropriate pictures. What is wrong with you? So, Rodney, I'm here with you. I totally agree. And now the part I don't agree with, Rodney, is now don't go to jail, Rodney, because this 16-year-old will still be out here living his best life, and he's going to be messing around either still with your daughter or he's going to be messing with somebody else's daughter, right? So just don't go to jail. And or if you kill him, which sounds like that's what you feel like doing, it's not worth it. It's not worth it, and you just don't want that charge. So just have another conversation with your daughter. You can even have a conversation, you know, with him and his parents. And I think where we've lost our way is parents don't talk to parents anymore. I don't know what happened to that. Parents don't sit down anymore and talk to other parents about what their issues are with their children. Well, I don't know. We're just living a different time now. But, yeah, Rodney, you don't want to go to jail behind this guy. He's not worth it. Have another conversation with your daughter. I know sometimes conversations don't work. They don't mean nothing. Kids still go and do whatever it is they feel they want to do. And a lot of our children, unfortunately, they're not leaders. They're followers. So they're easily influenced, which is really scary. But he's not worth it. So, yeah, have another talk with your daughter. Thanks for submitting your poll to MML Radio. All right, who's next? I have a couple more. All right, we have Elizabeth. Elizabeth from Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Elizabeth. I like how folks think you got to call it and get stuff off your chest. Sometimes people remain anonymous, and then some people just don't care about them saying their names. So, you know, for safety reasons, or people just don't want people to know that they're on the air talking about them directly. But we have Elizabeth from Atlanta, Georgia, and Elizabeth said, let me get this off my chest. Hey, Teresa, I want to get off my chest that I am tired of men that are down low not speaking up. I recently dated a guy for 8 months. Not knowing that he has in the past dated men, and he's still attracted to men and women. He never told me that he dated men, nor did he tell me he was attracted to men and women. It's not fair. I think it's ridiculous. I don't have an issue with someone's sexuality and what direction they choose to go. I have an issue with someone not coming forward and letting me know that they were dating men and women so I can make my own choice. You don't get to choose. I don't appreciate it, you low-life bastard. Lord. Well, Elizabeth, I can definitely understand why you're upset. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, and I really believe that you're exactly right. You know, I'm all for whatever sexuality you choose to be. I'm not against that community. I'm not against the gay community at all. I love it. I have gay friends and so on and so forth. But if you are dating someone, you know, men particularly, I have to say you, I don't know why it's different, but it is. If you're dating women now and you've dated men in the past, I know it's hard. It's hard to come out and say, hey, by the way, I thought I liked men, but I'm now back liking women. You know, you might just want to be honest because the communities are so small and you don't want folks to find out on their own that you dated men. I don't think it's fair, and you should. I think you should disclose it. Now, I might get some pushback on that, and that's fine, but I think you should disclose if you are a male that dated men and now you decide you want to date women. I think you should disclose it. I mean, now, I know a lot of you don't disclose it because most women don't want to date a man that's dated a man before, but men will date women that dated women. You know what I mean? So we just live in this double standard world. And because when a person finds out, this is what happens. People get upset, people get hurt, and things of that nature. I personally don't care who you date, whether you're a man dating a man or a woman dating a woman. I'm okay with any of it. But do you guys think that folks, and that might be something we may have a show about a little later on. Do you guys really feel that people, you know, if a man has previously been dating men or if he's down low, do you think he should disclose that when he meets a woman and starts dating her and starts liking her? All right. Thank you again for tuning in, for submitting your poll to MML Radio. All right. Who's next? All right. We have Rachel. Hey, Rachel. So Rachel said, and Rachel, by the way, is from Savannah, Georgia. Rachel said what she would like to get off her chest is she is sick of women talking about collaborating and celebrating one another, and they're doing the total opposite. I see more women that talk about collaborating and celebrating doing more hating. If you're really not going to collaborate and celebrate another woman, why continuously talk as if you are? Most of the time, if you're collaborating or celebrating with women, you don't have to talk about it. You actually do it. I have reached out to several women on several different occasions about different things that I would like to collaborate with. Now, granted, everybody does not have to collaborate with me. That is a choice. But please no longer keep saying women need to celebrate women when your ultimate goal is for me to stay on level below where you think you are. And I want to get off my chest, why is it if a woman isn't at seven figures, other women that are at seven figures doesn't want to be bothered with her? I think I should hang around millionaires to give me motivation to where I'm going to become, which will be a millionaire. Women, please stop it. I just had to get that off my chest. Well, we do have a lot of that going on here. I have to totally agree with you. I can't even disagree with you. But there are women. You know, I think the African-American community, I think we're getting better. Let's say that. I do think sometimes, you know, women, you know, they're not going to give you so much. Some women think they feel like they work really hard for what they have, and they shouldn't just give it all away to someone else. Or some women just feel like, I found the information, I worked hard, I went to school, I paid, I invested, and you have to do the same. It just depends. But women, I do want us to keep working on celebrating each other and collaborating and stop gossiping so much about one another. And you don't have to know someone to celebrate them. You don't have to know someone to share something that they're doing. You don't have to know someone to celebrate their service, to promote their service, to promote their product. You don't have to know someone. So that's how I look at women celebrating women or women collaborating with other women and things of that nature. And I have to tell you firsthand, I have some friends that make seven figures. I have a lot of friends that make seven figures, actually. So I have some millionaire friends. And I hang with them all the time because I don't want to hang around broke people because your mind and your spirit becomes who you're hanging around. So look at the five people that you mostly hang around. And that tells you kind of who you are as an individual. I don't want to hang around broke people. Doesn't mean I forgot where I came from or anything of that nature. I'm hanging around my millionaire friends because I'm on millionaire status, right? I'm on seven-figure status. So why would I want to hang around broke folks? Now, I don't mind inspiring other people. I can bring other people along on the way. I love that. My success for me is to build platforms for other folks to reach levels of success. So I don't have a problem bringing other people with me. But I love hanging around millionaire folks. So, guys, if you're out there and you make seven figures and just because somebody isn't making seven figures yet or six figures and you don't like what they're doing or you don't comment on their post, you don't like their post, and or whatever it is, the case scenario is because you feel like they're not on your level, that's not women celebrating women. That's not. You're not celebrating another woman because she doesn't make seven figures, so you kind of like tune her out. And I've seen a lot of it. I mean, it happens all the time. People have those cliques and those circles, and the folks that I hang around, there's no clique in those circles. You can still be in corporate America and come on, honey, with us. And they're inspiring to you. And those are the folks, if you're really going to say you're celebrating other women, that's how you celebrate other women. Bring them along the way. Those that really want to learn and want to be and want to up level their lives. So yeah, I think we need to do better. But I think we have a lot of that going around now. You know, women feel like they work so hard, especially the ones that came from, you know, they got stories. They came from broken places. You know, the ones that came from, you know, the shelters, off drugs, prison. You know, those folks that came from those places, they feel like, hey, I worked hard to get here. And I'm keeping my circle small. And, hey, and there's nothing wrong with that. But let's not forget, you know, that there are other women that's in those same broken places that you were. And if there's something that you can add to their lives, not for everyone, of course, that you can add to their lives to help them up-level, let's make it happen. All right? Yeah, that was an actually good get off my chest. So thank you again for submitting your poll to MML Radio. All right, guys. So we're going to be wrapping up soon. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to Motivate My Life Radio. You guys are simply amazing. And I wanted to go over a couple of things about, firstly, I want to thank, for anyone that's not following me on social media, please make sure that you do. TMI Speak. That's Tom Mary Igloo Speak. Make sure that you do. I want to thank all of the listeners who have tuned in to MML Radio for the past 3 years. You guys are simply amazing. I am well over now, 3,000 listeners. Woo-hoo-hoo! So I appreciate that. And if it was not for you guys, I would not be able to continuously do what it is that I do. But more importantly, what I do and how it's and why it's reached the level of where it is today is from consistency. So, guys, anything that you want to see grow, anything that you want to see nurtured, anything that you want to see successful, right, you have to be consistent in anything that you choose to do if your goal is for it to reach a level of success. Don't give up now. Don't throw in a towel now because your breakthrough is right around the corner. I have been doing this show for 3 years, and I started out and I had probably about 10 to 15 listeners. I got over 3,000 listeners right now on Motivate My Life Radio. So we're moving to a new platform on iHeartRadio. I'm super, super excited. And again, it's all because of you guys and your support and my consistency. So if you're working on something today and you feel that you've been working at it for years and or you've been working at it for months, and guys, you will reach your level of success. It's around the corner. I tell you, you are on the right path. Don't give up now, right? Don't give up. That's why a lot of folks can't make the money, because you give up. That's why you can't grow your business, because you give up. Nobody told you it was going to be easy. If they did, they lied. There's nothing easy about success. There's nothing easy about increasing your income. There's nothing easy about changing your mindset. There's nothing easy about being productive. There's nothing easy about growing a business. There's nothing easy about nurturing relationships. These are all challenging aspects in our lives, and there's nothing going to be easy about it. And if you're not ready to do the work, you're not ready to do the work, then guess what? You will fail every time. All of these things require work, and they require work on a day-to-day basis. This is not a part-time job, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real job. So, again, I want to thank all of you guys for continuously tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. We got some good things coming on the pipe. We're going to actually be doing video. We're going to be doing live shows. I'm so excited about that. This fall, Motivate My Life Radio is going to be going live at the Roundtable, and I'm super excited. We're going to have a lot of different guests. I've had over 100 guests on my show for the past 3 years, and it's just been simply amazing. Now, so that's what I wanted to get off my chest, you know, because I had some folks, Teresa, are you going to get anything off your chest? Well, there you have it. I just got that off my chest. So we're going to go ahead and wrap the show up. Thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. You guys are simply amazing. And remember, to change your life, you have to change your priorities. And there is nothing more powerful than a changed mind. Look out!
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me, and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky ring up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
Thank you guys again for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm going to get out some new music this fall. I can't wait. Podcast is really going again in a new direction. I have a lot of good things coming on the pipeline and a lot of new guests we're going to have on our show this fall. You guys are going to be in for a lot of surprises. We've got a lot of giveaways. We've got some sponsors, folks, some companies and organizations that will be sponsoring the show. So, guys, please continue to stay tuned in. If you're not signed up, please go to blogtalkradio.com/motivatemylife so you can continuously be following us and getting all our updates on any news and shows that we may have. Again, you guys freaking rock. I'm your girl, Teresa Murphy, and have a great rest of the weekend on purpose.